You are listening to The Business of Being Dad. Get ready as we delve into the world of fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. I'm Rob Brody, your humble host and fellow single father, and I'm so excited you're here to join us. This podcast was intentionally designed for you, men who believe they're destined for greatness, those who never settle for excuses but instead take meaningful action, and individuals who reject the notion of being ordinary. We're here for the ones who understand that being a phenomenal leader goes hand in hand with being an exceptional father. Why? Because we believe in you. We believe you hold the power to shape your identity as a man, a father, and a leader. We believe you are the architect of your future, and you get to determine the impact and legacy you'll leave behind. So get ready to explore the depths of personal growth, strengthen family bonds, and create a legacy that resonates through time. Together, we'll rise, inspire, and change. Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of The Business of Being Dad. Today, we're diving into a topic that holds incredible value for all of us: the currency of choices, the power of saying no, and the cost of saying yes. Choices are like currency in our lives. Every time we say yes or no, we're spending this precious currency. But are we really spending it wisely? Let's take a look. Here's your lineup for today. First, we'll discuss why saying no can be one of the most empowering choices you can make and how it relates to the concept of opportunity cost. Then we'll delve into the hidden costs of saying yes to everything and how it can lead to spreading yourself too thin. Then we'll explore the importance of making choices that align with your dreams, your vision, your values, and the impact you want to create. And finally, we'll talk about the ripple effect of how all of our choices not only affect our life, but also influence our family and those around us. Are you ready? Let's go. Have you ever noticed how we tend to repeat the same pattern, getting ourselves overcommitted and overwhelmed, and then wondering, how do we end up in this situation again? It's a bit like trying to juggle, right? At first, it's just two balls, then three, and before you know it, there are four, maybe five, and eventually some are going to start hitting the ground. Life's choices work much the same way. Every time we say yes to something, it inherently means that we have to say no to something else. Understanding the impact of these choices can truly transform how we handle our busy lives as single fathers. Have you ever felt like your plate is overflowing with responsibilities, leaving you with hardly any time for what truly matters to you and your family? Do you sometimes look back and regret a decision you made, feeling like you missed out on something you really wanted to accomplish? Or maybe you've been in a situation where you said yes to something that didn't even align with your desires, all while falling behind on a big goal you've been working so hard to accomplish. We've all been there. We've all experienced the nagging feeling that we could have chosen differently, maybe that we should have chosen differently. Well, today we're going to unpack this dynamic and discover how to make choices that serve us better. Let's start with the power of saying no. Imagine that your time, your energy, your focus are all valuable currency. And every time you say yes, you're spending that currency. But here's the catch. By saying yes to one thing, you're automatically saying no to others. This concept of opportunity cost is powerful. Let's dive deeper into how saying no can actually free up your resources for what truly matters. Think about it like this. Your day only has 24 hours. Your energy is finite. And your focus is a precious asset. When you say yes to a commitment, it consumes a portion of these resources, whether it's agreeing to a last-minute work project or attending yet another social event, or maybe even taking on extra responsibilities. Each yes comes at a cost. And the cost isn't just in terms of your time and your energy, but also in the potential missed opportunities to invest in what aligns with your dreams, your vision, your values, and the impact you want to create. By saying yes to something that truly doesn't serve your goals, you're in essence investing your currency in all the wrong places. It's like putting your money into a failing stock instead of one with great potential. And yes, I've been there too. Now let's shift our focus to the flip side, the cost of constantly saying yes. It's easy to fall into the trap of agreeing to everything that comes your way. After all, really saying yes feels like the path of least resistance. It feels like the kind thing to do. However, this approach can lead to spreading yourself too thin. The hidden costs of always saying yes can be substantial. They include burnout, neglecting core priorities, and loss of focus. Let's start with burnout. When you consistently say yes to additional work or social commitments or obligations, you risk kind of burning the candle at both ends. This definitely could lead to physical and emotional exhaustion, and it will negatively impact your well-being and your ability to be present and an engaged father. What about neglecting your core priorities? Saying yes to external opportunities might mean saying no to spending quality time with your kids or pursuing your passions or focusing on your health. These core priorities can be overshadowed by a constant stream of commitments that don't align with your true values. And how about loss of focus? Overcommitting can dilute your focus, which in turn decreases your productivity. You might find yourself stretched too thin, unable to dedicate the necessary time and energy to the projects and relationships that really matter to you. So it's crucial to recognize that not all opportunities are worth pursuing. Sometimes saying no is the most valuable choice you can make. It allows you to preserve your resources for what truly matters and ensures you're investing your currency wisely. Choosing to make choices that align with your dreams, your vision, your values, and the impact you want to create is huge for having a fulfilling life as a single father. When your decisions are in synchrony with your long-term goals, you create this roadmap for personal growth and family well-being. But how do you make these aligned decisions? It starts with gaining clarity. Knowing your dreams, the vision you have for your life, and the values that you stand by, that's the foundation. Once you have this clarity, you can then evaluate opportunities and commitments against this framework. So here are some strategies for making decisions in alignment with your priorities. Start with prioritizing your core values. Identify your core values and use them as a compass for decision making. When an opportunity aligns with these values, it's more likely to be a meaningful choice. Assess the impact. Consider the long-term impact of your choices. Will this decision move you closer to your goals, or is it really a short-term distraction? Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to reflect before making a choice. Consider how it fits into your overall vision and whether it's worth the investment of your time, your energy, and your focus. Seek support. Consider discussing your significant decisions with trusted friends, mentors, or family members. Their insights can provide valuable perspectives and help you gain the clarity you're looking for. Overall, making decisions in alignment with your dreams and values is like steering your life in the right direction. It ensures that your choices become investments in your future, in your future happiness, and in the success that you long to achieve as a single father. In addition, the choices you make have a ripple effect on all of those around you. As a single father, your decisions have a profound impact on your family's well-being and the legacy you're trying to build. So consider this. When you choose to prioritize quality time with your children over extra work commitments, you're not just making a decision for today. You're shaping their memories and their sense of security. Your choices influence the relationships you build with your children, setting the stage for their own future relationships. Your decisions also affect your extended family, your friends, and your community. They see the example you set and the values you uphold. Your choices can inspire and influence others to make more aligned decisions in their own lives. Recognizing the ripple effect of your choices emphasizes the importance of making decisions that align with your dreams, your vision, your values, and the impact you want to create. Remember, each choice is an opportunity to shape a brighter future for yourself and those you love. With that in mind, I'd like you to take a moment to review your recent decisions. And your two-part action item for today is, part one is to identify one area in your life where you can say no to something that doesn't align with your goals or values. And then part two, commit to saying yes to something that truly matters to you. Whether it's dedicating time to a passion project or spending quality time with your kids or simply taking care of yourself better, make that choice today. Remember, every small decision can lead to big changes in your life. So today we've had a deep dive into the power of saying no and the hidden costs of saying yes too often. We've also stressed the importance of making choices that align with your vision as a man, a father, and a leader. And I'd like to leave you with this quote from author Roy T. Bennett, who said, "The more you say yes to things that really matter, the more confidently you can say no to things that don't." Remember, as you navigate the choices in your life, each yes you give to what truly matters becomes a powerful no to distractions. Your choices are the blueprints for your world, so build wisely, single dads, and watch your dreams and legacy take shape. Thank you for joining us for the Business of Being Dad podcast. If you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend who could benefit from our discussions on fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. Together, let's build a community of like-minded men who embrace ownership, commit to growth, and make an impact. And now, before we go, remember, greatness is within your reach. So stay strong, stay focused, and create your legacy. I'm Rob Brody, and you've been listening to The Business of Being Dad, where fatherhood meets success. See you in the next episode.